I'm so grateful to be the same height as John. I'd first like to thank the entire English department. It took a lot of you to get me through these last 3 years, and I'm grateful for that. I'd also like to thank my thesis committee, Mark, who has helped us all from afar, Jim Harms, who has had a lot of thoughtful and helpful comments on my work, and special thanks to Marianne for her guidance in helping me figure out how it is that I write poems, and also for taking us bowling. In case you haven't read the blog, I was second place. Read the blog, seriously. Okay, and I'd last like to thank my classmates for their dedication to my writing, even when it wasn't so good. And most importantly, I'd like to thank my friends and family who are here tonight, especially Derek and my mother, who has encouraged me even when I was writing stories about purple ducks and pet gorillas in first grade. Hopefully I've gotten better since then. Right, before I start, most of the poems that I'll be reading tonight are about my childhood, so they don't really need a lot of explanation, but we'll get to some of you later. Thicket. Mom found our little knoll. Perfect. Just perfect. A ring-necked pheasant strutted across the lawn. Lace-like collar, bottle green head, rare bird. I never wanted to catch something so badly. Into the woods, brambles, brambles, I lost the both of us. That was the first panic. I tried to follow the sycamore pods like a good little Gretel. Tried not to disappoint her. There, a trickle of water up ahead, throaty purring of some ordinary animal. This next poem is titled Wound. This is making a noise. Lately, I am trying to imagine anything, not pale or frozen. Still, the lake drained in winter. Still, 3 feet of snow in the driveway, and my mother calling the neighbor to dig us out. That was 2 months after he died. My brother and I spent February tunneling. March began scattered and out of breath, and each time we tried shoveling the sidewalk, we uncovered more rocks like the heads of birds nesting in the white. Moving day. My brother and I said goodbye to all our pine trees, looked one last time for the croquet balls that rolled over the hill that July. Little Blue Mountain, are you coming? Wooden Santa tumbled out in the driveway, scratched his cap. No one could think of what to do. My father came, of course, a paper doll glued to my skull. This is what only I can remember. One afternoon, he chased me with a garter snake, jaw unhinged between finger and thumb, or a colder Sunday, slamming my hand in the door of our Chevy pickup. I've been meaning to tell you about this singing. Okay, this next one is titled, This is Origami. One, her voice, a folding and refolding of sound. Mockingbird perched in the sycamore. Chirping sounds like catbird, catbird, catbird. Two. You and I made birds in fourth grade. Small hands holding. Three. At home, I climbed the pear tree, invented a collar for each sound. Tires white spinning against the gravel. The exact bang, a little silver, a little red. Four, your bird was gray with white-tipped wings, white underparts, slightly smashed beak. You said mine looked like a red ship, a red ship, and I began holding two pink oars. This next one is titled, Nine Pictures My Mother Found During the Move. One, I am chubby in a yellow bathtub. Two, my hands in the blackberries, purple thumbprint on my nose. Three, before church, near a pine tree. Four, my father and me at the lake, my hat blowing into the water. I tried to save it. The boat rocked and rocked. Five, I am long and pale in a crib. Six, flour in my hair, a tray of dinosaur cookies, brontosauruses, green sugar baked in. Seven, shirtless in a high chair, eating corn on the cob. Eight, Matthew and I in the daylilies. One is named for him. I imagine the one with frilly edges is for me. Nine, I am sitting on a quilt by the pond. I am only this big. This next one is titled Estuary. I was born in one of those blink and you've missed it towns. That's the obvious part. I ate at a dark wooden table in a yellow kitchen with chickens on the walls. My father shot guns in the yard. He was always shooting. Then the threat of bees, their bodies hunched over a bit of clover. In July, the only cold ground to stand on or press my cheek against was in the garage. Only so much of the outside creeps in. Like the black snake in my bedroom one Thursday that year, I was 12, but I can still trace the path of its body in the carpet, how effortlessly its curving happened. Okay, this next poem is titled Bullseye, and it's from a series of poems that are all titled Bullseye, but there's an epigraph that's numbered, and those epigraphs are from various definitions of the word bullseye. So I think that's all I need. Bullseye, number 25, a shot that hits this. Because it didn't take weeks, we watched. Grief like a hot flash of lightning, veined like a leaf or body, peeling away at a sapling. It was not a ship sailing toward the shore, treasure slipping a little. It was not grief at all, but devastation. A different kind of weather, harder to predict or map out. Cloud here, cloud there. This narrative took 2 days, which is also imprecise. Because his body would never be in a hospital, because there was no body even or face after to look down upon and think, how so, about what death looks like up close. There was no grief in that moment, only my mother leaning over us all. Some evenings. In this country, no avenues or streets named rhododendron. No blue wind of winter at the throat. No splendid burning. No hail even pebbling the streets. I have never been astonished by the leaves of a birch tree or the lark that February, dragging his cotton chest along the fence line. Always my mother chirping, toughen up. Broken arm, sour stomach, that sadness even. When I went to bed that winter and ever after, I pulled the sheets up and over my head, not wanting to see his silhouette, however impossible, at the door. Okay, this next poem is titled Morning Dove. Or, I thought, morning, because we were always on our way to school. I remember still that rush of wings, and my heart elevated somehow at all the feathers on the windshield, a contact. Tumble is also this, a phone call to my mother for forgiveness, or a bright knife pressed to my mouth. If I wanted death, I'd bird myself to a little nest, the one Monday it snows all year. I'd want for that sorrow whistling through my body. And this is the last poem I'm going to read. It's also a bullseye poem. Bullseye number 16, something that strikes the central area of a target. The letter Y kept billowing with air, like a satin dress or a woman wearing it, falling. I think of one movie or another, so many sprung from the tops of buildings. What does saved mean, anyhow? Also, amethyst, honey cake, tongue. It was always Friday. There was flickering and ordinary people not talking about hope. This is the story I'm supposed to tell. It was night when you went missing. I pressed my body against a ledge.